7:23, Wake Up Kenosha continues with so many opinions in the world, radio, TV, media, social, and otherwise. Monday, we just have time for one man's opinion. He is the host of Casey's Corner Monthly on WLIP. Put that on his resume now. Steve Casey, good morning.
Good morning, Bill. Good morning, Pete. How are you two on this sunshiny Monday morning?
Upright.
Yeah. Breathing air.
Well, that's
always good.
That's always a plus when you're talking to a funeral director.
You know, Dr. Steve,
point.
I know
made that connection.
I know some people that can't quite say that, so it's a good
that's
thing.
True. That's
a
true.
Good thing. It's a good thing. Steve, before we get to any and all business, alpha lawyers need to be satiated.
Yep, absolutely. One man's opinion is that just that, one man's opinion. Doesn't necessarily reflect the management, advertisers, or on-air personalities of WLIP. This means that after serving 22 years on the city council, representing the neighborhood I was born and raised in and still choose to live in, I have a right to complain, grumble, and offer my opinion, and I do that every Monday morning with Bill and Pete on 1050 WLIP. After all, it's just one man's opinion, mine.
Simple. So, simple.
I got to tell you, I thought I was, I had to read the article twice. And then I read it, and I made a couple of phone calls, and sure enough, remember about 4 or 5 years ago, they moved the administration for the fire department out to the fire station on 60th Street,
yeah.
And they built about a $650,000 addition to the fire station out there, because apparently there wasn't enough room at City Hall for fire administration, and they wanted to, you know, expand the 60th Street fire station. Well, apparently, it wasn't good enough. Because they're going to tear the whole thing down, and they're going to build a new fire station out there right next to the old fire station. And lo and behold, they're going to move fire administration back down to City Hall until the new building is built. So apparently, City Hall suddenly got bigger to be able to house fire department administration, because they just moved them 4 or 5 years ago and built a $650,000 expansion to the fire station out there on 60th Street. But that's not good enough. They're going to tear the whole thing down and start from scratch, build a nice new fire station out there. Now, the difference is this. My dining room has been, I think, three different colors in 5 years. My wife keeps changing the colors and, you know, keep remodeling and things like that. But the difference is, that's my money. You know, I'm spending my money. And in this case, by tearing the 60th Street fire station down after they just remodeled it, that's taxpayer money. I mean, didn't they see the fact that they needed a new fire station 5 or 6 years ago? Wasn't all this part of the planning process? Why would they remodel a building and 5 or 6 years later tear the whole thing down? Can you answer that for me, Bill? Can
I don't have an answer for that, Pete.
Well, you
do you have an answer?
Because it's poor planning. It's absolutely poor planning and a waste of taxpayers' money. So fire administration will be back down at City Hall, but then they're going to build a new City Hall, so they're going to move fire administration again to the new City Hall. So fire administration will have had 4 different homes in about 7 years. Does that make any sense to anybody?
You know what it tells me? It tells me your wife ought to redo the dining room at least one more time.
Well, absolutely, to keep up with the firefighters, for heaven's sake. I don't quite understand why they couldn't see the need for a new fire station 6 years ago. And when I questioned, you know, remodeling and the 60th Street fire station, I was told that there wasn't enough room for fire administration anymore at City Hall. Well, apparently there is now, because they're moving back.
Well, maybe they cleared out a little more room for them over at City Hall now.
Well, I just don't understand. You know, you remodel a building, $650,000, and you tear it down 5 years ago, five years later. Can you answer that question for me?
I'm flummoxed. I can't.
Yeah, I got a good idea for Alpha Media. Why don't you move back to the old building? Well, you've been in the new building, what, a year? Not even
not,
a year.
Not
right?
even
not
a year.
Year.
Yeah, about 9 months.
It didn't work out. Let's move back to the old building. That's a good idea. That's a good business move, isn't it?
There may be some tenants in the old building that may disagree with that assessment.
No, it doesn't make any difference. You know, you don't need to have any common sense. You don't need to, you know, especially if you're in government. Let's remodel a building and tear it down.
Well, there you go.
That's it.
I'm just thinking of how the old building was a pandemic unto itself. I don't think we want to move back in there.
That's true. It was, even though I've only been, because of all the issues I've had, I've only been to the new building once, still better than what we had in Pleasant Prairie.
Oh, it's a wonderful building. The studio is very nice. We did Casey's Corner Saturday morning, and it worked out beautifully. The place was empty. It was Pete and I and Donut Dave, and that was about it.
But although he's protein bar Dave these days.
Oh, I see. He's on a health kick too, huh?
Yeah, he consulted with Steve's personal trainer and got something that was approved for all of us to enjoy. So
yeah, nice. a protein shake and a protein bar, you know,
with a dollop of whipped cream.
I still have one of those shakes in my car fridge this morning, Dr. Steve, ready for post gym today. So I'm ready to go.
I drank mine yesterday morning. It was pretty good. I drank the strawberry banana one.
Strawberry banana, right.
I got to get in on this now. I feel left out here. I feel like the kid looking with his nose pressed up against the window on the protein shake.
Well, I think we
had
two choices. We had strawberry banana or we had chocolate. And I would for the strawberry banana.
I would take the strawberry banana myself.
I enjoyed that one on Saturday morning. It was pretty good.
Wow, I feel so left out. It's one man's opinion. It's not necessarily my protein shake or maybe Pete and Steve's, but not mine. Or Alpha Media is there. Now I blew the outro here.
There you go.
My Uncle Jerry and my Aunt Hortense are very ashamed of me right now, Steve.
Well, that's okay, but they still agree with me.
Oh, it's one man's opinion. Steve, thank you so much. We will talk to you again Wednesday morning.